We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
He's joined us, Fabio. We got coast to coast live in the house. We got Fabio from the shed. We got Gio live from California. I don't know what the hell you are. You're trying to join
He's in the equivalency of what I'm in. He's in his garage. I'm in my shed. We're hitting you from both sides.
Okay. Hold on. I'm trying to check out. The TikTok feed. But look, guys, we're here. We're gonna talk about the game that was. Gio, what's
it? Got a question? Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
Does it look good on me or not? How am I looking?
You always look fantastic.
Look. Does it look? I need y'all to know.
Is Barbie coming out again?
Hey!
Barbie coming out again, bro.
What are we here to talk about? We're here to talk about the Milan-Torino game. We're going to talk about the news of Serie A. We're going to go one Patreon question, which is relating to the news. Fabio, this week, I don't know. I might be going down to Connecticut to go see my cousin. I'm not sure there's going to be pre-game therapy. But what should people do? Just in case we go on, you go on, Gio goes on, what should they do?
Well, first and foremost, if you haven't already, please subscribe to the channel. Hit the notification bell so you're up to date with all of our latest videos. Smash the like button. Share with all your friends. Follow us on all our socials, especially if you want to help the channel. Join us on Patreon.
And that's what it comes down to. We would it be coast to coast, the Milan Weekly Podcast. The Euros are coming. A lot of news coming up. Mr. X. You got the jersey going on over there. We got Gio and his McDonald's Wi-Fi. And on that note, gentlemen, let's get this show on the road, shall we?
Let's go!
Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast, the English voice of Milan fans all over the world, with your hosts, Vinny T and Stevie P.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Mignon with another magical save.
Teo Hernandez, coast to coast, the numero 19.
Leao carica il mancino.
Cari amici sportivi, welcome yet to another edition of the Milan Weekly Podcast. And coast to coast, here we talk everything Milan, a coaching roulette, Milan, so much news going on in Milan. You got Fabio, you got Gio from coast to coast, live from the shed. Gio, where are you live from? Are you from the shed as well? From the Wi-Fi?
What's going on? In the garage, man.
He's joining us from Diddy's garage, guys.
No. Vinny. After that video came out, we're not mentioning that asshole ever again.
Oh yeah,
his family.
Okay, we're gonna get blocked.
They defending that bullshit. I ain't cool with that.
Nah. You said the magic word,
gentlemen. Boy for life. It's the game before last of the season. Leave it to us to have some great news on Serie A. And you know what? Let me just get it out of the way because, you know, Vinny Mancini asked us. Good evening, gentlemen. You may not be able to answer this one, but a talking point and fairly straightforward question. Why is UEFA not involved in breathing down the necks of Inter Azzurra with us during our financial sloppy period? Thanks, guys, and sempre forza Milan. I wanted to take the time to talk about this. Zhang seeming that he had the PIMCO deal not happening. Looks like Oaktree will take over the team. And guys, I'm going to say this once. Milan fans should not be saying a single word about this situation because we went through it. And here's my point of view. If I need to believe what I read, PIMCO was the financial group that was going to take over the loan, the $380 million loan from Oaktree. No, they said no. Zhang supposedly is going to lose the team. I believe Oaktree, if they do take over the team, will be like kind of an Elliot thing where it's like, hey, you know what? Let's keep the team afloat. Let's find ourselves a new buyer. No, guys, there's not going to be a fire sale. No, they're going to be, you know, losing value on the team. The only problem I have, just the way I had a problem with Yong Hong Lee, how is it that a guy like Zhang, you had no plan B, plan C, plan D? How does this happen in today's football? Fabio, you know, we're regular guys. We're regular Joes. It's like we're not financial advisors. Like, where do you stand on this whole story?
There's only one way anybody ever gets away with this stuff. It's because they're paid up with the right people. And Inter, with their GM and their whole situation, they're putting victory before any balance sheets. They don't care. They're robbing Peter to pay Paul, and they're going to keep doing it as long as they keep churning out results, which, you know, unfortunately for us, it's happening. But listen, this is the same reason Manchester City has a 115 counts or whatever it is brought up against them and nothing ever happens. Vinny. It just, for some reason, Milan, once we lost Berlusconi, right? Then all of a sudden we were getting hit with financial fair play. We were getting all these different things. Had to force us to miss Europa one time. I mean, some of these fans out there would tell you they'd be happy to miss Europa if that's all we were getting, but I'm not one like that. I want Milan to succeed in every tournament that is presented to us, whether it's by merit, whether they're giving it to us like they did last year, and then everybody getting upset this year because we don't meet expectations that we weren't at already, but whatever. You know, I digress.
I get Vinny's question, right? But I think... you know, somebody's mentioning two American owners. Gio, what do you see in Inter? Do you think that I'm not seeing a fire sale? I'm not seeing because they want to, like, do you see maybe an American buyer for? Do you see the same thing happening for Inter the way it happened for Milan?
You know what? Shout out Nima because, he hasn't talked about this, but I think he was on a space like during the summer. He says that only Americans will buy into the Serie A. Because Americans are willing to take that gamble. Nobody else is willing to take that gamble. But to me, Vinny, I mean, me at the
That was on our spaces.
Yeah, that was on our spaces. You know, They say Americans still think that, you know, they could, like, choose something out of Italy. So that's why they're. But to me, you know what? Inter, they doing what they doing. Morata, like, how could Zhang be the greatest owner of all time coming out from Tutto Sports, Gazzetta, those Calcio Mercato, that Zhang is this historic ownership, but he can't even pay his own bills, which is crazy. But to me, Vinny, I don't think they're going to be a fire sale, but there's already news that they're not going to give Lautaro that $10 million net that he wants. So, you know, they're going to start doing that. Because if Oldtree takes them over, they're like Elliot, Vinny. They're not going to be paying these high wages. That's the only thing how Inter have been able to compete. They've been paying. Look, we wanted Turan. We told you, okay, we'll only give you $5 million guaranteed. 1.5, you got to earn it. Inter comes in, they say no. We'll give you 6.5. You ain't got to earn it. You just max. And that's the things that they have been able to stay afloat because they've been getting a lot of frees. They've been selling. Look at Onana. 1 year, boom, sold for $60 million. Same thing is already with Turan. Turan loving Inter, but they don't know that $85 million bid comes.
And that's my brioche of the week. Papa Turam, while he was trying to jump with Kino Salsa Juventino Turam, slap in the right face. He was like, shut your fucking mouth. I love it. Liliam, mon frère. But guys, we'll see what happens. I think today was the last day. Another newsworthy note. Fabio, can you take off your shirt? Maybe if you had a shirt or tie. Yell to the referee. Allegri getting fired. What cause? Guys, this one, it surprised me because...
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
You know, the way Allegri, but it didn't surprise me because of the way he acted, and I don't blame him. You know, like, it is what it is, but... the only reasoning I have behind this is that, guys, when you have a coach under contract, right? He gets fired, you still got to pay him. It's because of all these job openings, they're thinking maybe he's going to get a job. Fabio, Allegri, do you want him as a coach in Milan? No, but like...
No, no, no,
how,
mate,
what say you, man, about this whole Allegri firing?
I mean, it's hilarious because he's like yelling and screaming at somebody in the management. I can't remember who it was, but basically telling him, get the fuck out of here. Get out of here. And the fact that they won, man, I mean, hell, fuck. I can win a trophy, you fire me the fucking next week. I don't give a fuck. I at least went out as a winner. Good for Allegri, man. Even Jan says it all the time. So big ups to Jan for this, but he says, you're lucky this guy is turning out these kind of results with what he believes is a roster that is not very good. And look how far he's taking you. You're at least still top four. You're again.
Then they come back 3-3 today, right? And look at Bologna and they come back 3-3. So
exactly.
It is what it is. Gio, how about you, man?
They're going to finish fifth. Atalanta's going to overtake them.
They won the Coppa Italia, so...
No, we don't care about that, but that's how bad. You know what? I've been asking you, Vinny, the last couple times I've been on you, why is he like, I don't know, and maybe Allegri grew up over here in the West Coast because he's throwing gang signs, he's throwing all this crazy stuff, pulling the jacket out. Like, I don't know. I don't know. He was trying to do the sea walk on Juntali and all that. It's just crazy, man. And look at what he did with that team. He won the trophy. And at the end of the day, like, they had a better season than us. Because at the end of the day, the only two people in my mind that will remember this season, like, that I know. Now, I don't know them personally, but it's Facebook Frank, because he's an encyclopedia. He knows everything. He even knows the underwear these players play. And then shout out to Tommy Time.
Did you just fucking say Juve had a better season than us? Did you?
They got a trophy. They got a trophy.
Get the fuck out of here, please.
It's about trophies.
We finished
20 years from now. 20 years from now, are you gonna remember the season? No. Is Juve gonna remember? Yeah, we won a Coppa Italia.
I'll forever remember this season. This is the season we gave into the fucking championship in their hands.
All right. Relax, everybody. Relax. It's been.
Fuji's and Fuji's. That's what I like you. That's what I like you, Fuji's.
Trophies matter, Vinny. That's right.
Vinny, second place.
So like you're saying to me that Juve had a better season than Milan. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. They have something to show.
Yeah,
they
that's true.
Show the trophy.
He's right.
And what do we have? You know that video that's going viral right now of Arsenal lifting the Premier League trophy with no trophy? That's us right now. Like, you know that EA Sports one?
Winning a Coppa Italia, firing the coach two games before the end,
is
a better season than us.
I even appreciate that they fired the coach before the end of the season before we did. That's what we've been calling the whole year, and then still Milan doesn't want to do it. They're gonna let Pioli go out on his horse.
All right, you know what? This is not a great transition because, like, I'm trying to fucking talk good about this team.
This is nothing good to talk about here. I'll summarize the whole game for you, Vinny. We see
Fagioli came back today, by the way. Fagioli.
Yes, and how is he allowed to come back and Tonali's still suspended? That fucking rat bastard. All right, Nicky Beans needs to stay suspended until our boy Sandrito is back.
Sammy the Bull.
Okay, you know what? I'm gonna let you take over this because I have nothing to say about this game. What do you want me to say about this game?
This game was an embarrassment, Vinny. That's why you have nothing to say. We are team. You know how they chant defense, and they should start doing it for Milan because Milan doesn't know how to play defense anymore. What has happened to our back line? We just get embarrassed, yeah. Guys. Let's go through the report card. I dare you to give any good grades.
Can I just give one person a good grade? I'm gonna give C to Bennacer, and that's about it because he did his job. Everybody else is getting a D or an F. But I'm gonna let you lead. Go ahead.
All right. So how do you feel about the goalkeeper? What's your grade on Sportiello?
That's an F, bro. Like, those headers weren't even that good, man. Like, for him to, like, he was just standing there. Like, what type of shit is that? Like, we should have played the young puppy from the Primavera if he was just standing there looking at, he didn't even jump.
No, he's getting a D for me because he's got to take a bit of the responsibility with the defense. But no F for me, a D.
I agree with Vinny. I think it's a little too harsh to give him the F because I wouldn't say any of the goals are his fault. One of them is a fucking wonder goal. All right. That guy has been playing in Serie A for how many seasons? And that was his first goal for Torino. All right.
Obviously against us.
Of course. Because when they plan the script, this is what matters. But Sportiello, I think, is a D. It's fair. Gio's being a little too harsh. He doesn't like Italians. That's how it is, Vinny. But all right, let's go.
Very negative.
What about Kalulu? We'll start with you, Vinny. What was your opinion of Kalulu finally getting some time?
Oof. I don't know if I want to give him an F, guys. You know, I'm a hopeless romantic. I'm going to give him a D. He sucked. He was bad, guys. He just... He was bad. I'm gonna go with the D, man.
What about you, Gio? The big D?
Just horrible, man. Just horrible. I don't know. And then I see like crazy. I don't know if people are watching these games like drunk in Europe, but I start to see like Kalulu for right back for the next season. Boy, oh boy, after this game, you're gonna be tweeting that BS that he needs to be our right back. I don't know, Vinny. He was all over the place.
No. I can't wait until we get to your boy. But Fabio, give us your grading on Kalulu.
Kalulu, I think was a D. Dreadful. Not even a C-worthy, because I felt he offered nothing from the right side, not even. A D is fair.
Let's go to Terracciano.
Oh!
Is there a minus in the greetings? Pella Madonna de Gesù Cristo, Terracciano F-3. Can I get that?
I love
Jesus
it!
Jesus Christ. I want to say like the kid's no good, but this game,
the signing of Madonna, the year, signing no, of
like,
the year,
just F all day long.
I mean, Gio, I dare you. You have been calling for this kid. You wanted to buy his shirt the moment he came. He is on a level of, oh my God. I mean, Vasquez of last season.
Mesba was better than Terracciano.
Yes, and what's it, Mandzukic? This kid is on, and even the other kid, the 18-year-old who came in over, he wasn't fit. We sent him to God knows what country. I can't remember his name anymore. But what's you finally saw him? Of course, he's not playing on the right side. He played on the left. But what did you think, man?
You know what's crazy? You know, I was at Disney at this time, and then I'm arguing with fucking Jan. Jan, give this kid a break. No, he's not playing in his right position, and then he just shit it on my
know,
whole
how
theory.
Many times do you go to Disney World? What kind of money are you making there?
No. I told Fabio that I got like the 3-day hopper, which is worth like what one ticket is, because I'm a they got like SoCal resident.
Yo, you told me you used to get a 3-day hopper in college. That was a different thing.
Oh,
right?
Jesus Christ.
Nah, but bro, I mean, Terracciano was getting used and abused this game, man. Oh, shit.
No, it was bad.
You know who else was getting abused? Your countryman, Musa. I don't understand how the fuck he's starting in the last couple of games, guys. Musa was, again, horrible. He was an F for Musa. I'm sorry, guys.
I don't understand.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Can I say something? Look. I want to say something. Look, shout out Gabia. He's our best defender right now. Whether you like it, whether he looks like a fucking giraffe, and he's not your typical Italian stallion who comes out in the Gigio Armani videos. That's the reason that these mother effers don't fancy
Gigio Armani? Did you say Gigio Armani?
Whatever that shit is. Armani.
Giorgio!
Well, Giorgio. But, like, Gabia, I didn't even know I love Gabia so much. I didn't even know he was suspended. I'm already like saying like fuck Pioli, right?
Oh my god,
F Pioli and shit like that. I was like, F Pioli, man, what the hell, Gabia? Like, and then I find out it's suspended. I said, oh okay. But I just want to like we have a big like Chow, one good game, bad again. Tomori, since he came back from the injury, like horrible. Just the whole back line was pure caca. And I just want to say, man, Gabia, I mean, I know that stupid ass Spalletti picking stupid players that are not even worthy to be in the Missouri.
Leave it to Milan Weekly Podcast. We're rating players of the game, and he's talking about Gabia. We were talking about Musa, Gio. We're talking about Musa.
Musa, trash, bro, like trash.
Okay, so you're giving him an F?
Right. Yes, definitely F, G, right?
Yeah, F. And all right, losing weight. Benny's losing weight. He's looking good now. Hold on a second.
All right, I just want to say this. Really bad run of form for Musa, like this second half of the season.
Ever since
he just didn't have what he had in the beginning part of the season. He was playing pretty often, and things seemed to kind of, once we got to that winter time, he wasn't good anymore. But only 20 years old, guys. He's going to be here for a few
years.
That's true. Could grow. Remember, Kessie was pretty much not great in the first couple of seasons. He finally got there at that third, fourth, and fifth season. We know what happened. He was half there, but enough for a championship. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying Musa
all right.
or Kessie, but I'm just saying. All right, let's just go back to the defenders because we did not shit on them. Malik
Chow. We shot.
F. Correct? Everybody's in agreement?
Yes.
One of the worst games we saw, Chow.
Yes.
Bro, those crosses, anybody could have made the goal. They were just standing. Oh, shit, he crossed the ball. Oh, goal. Like that. They were just looking at the ball.
They were like, you at Disney, bro. Just watching the parade and stuff. That's what they were doing. All right, Tomori. Are we giving Tomori an F across the board, too?
Yes.
Tomori, Lord.
Yes.
All I'm saying, one thing about Tomori, think he could be a solid number two. I think we need a number one center back. I think Gabia's a good number three. We got to decide what we're doing with Kalulu and Chow. Because if Chow actually, people want this mess that they're seeing right now, and they want to give us money for him, I might take it at this point. All right? Because he's digressed hard.
So other than the defense is – Kalulu's getting a D. Everybody else getting an F. Okay.
Yes.
Musa's is getting an F. How about Rudolph? I got to give Rudolph a D, guys. A D. Rudolph, I can't give him an F.
Yeah, he wasn't good either. I think D is fair.
Guys?
No, I'm D. D is fair.
D? Yeah. D, how
See,
about
Denny,
you, Gio?
These are the games that I was telling everybody on Twitter that this, like, with this game right here, even if we had Brahim the Dream, he'd get slapped all over the pitch. Because this team is physical. They ran through us, Vinny. They ran through us. Like, it was nothing. And stuff. It's like somebody comes to your house, you got your weapon on you, and you're not doing nothing. You're just letting them rob your shit. Like, you're not even doing anything. The whole midfield beside Benny, because I think he's getting back into form. He getting them legs back.
Benny is the only saving grace in this. I'm going to give him a C, guys. I'm giving him a C because he did not overperform. He gave us exactly what he's supposed to give. Fabio, do you agree?
Yeah, and you know what? He did something that a lot of people on our team find hard. He converted a penalty. So I give him a C for that one.
There we go. Now, hold on. Now we get to your bread and butter. Bread and butter. Okafor, guys. Okafor was a D for me. F? F?
He didn't do nothing spectacular. They gave him a chance for him to start, and he didn't do nothing. Then that's F.
He did. Yeah. You got a point.
He had one good opportunity early in the first half. You know? But again, you're playing with Jovic, and, you know, this team is just looking like shit. I mean, Okafor should be playing with Leao and Pulisic. Like, let's get the best of our best out there. I don't understand what this rotation is. I feel bad for Okafor. He seems to be better when you give him that last 30 minutes. Let him attack a tired defense.
He had maybe one or two good performances when you started. Like, this was
not very many.
Jovic,
but D is fair.
Jovic, F. I gotta go F. F, like complete F. F, like it was.
Jovic is starting in the new movie Bambi on Ice 2. He was slipping and sliding all over the pitch.
Bambi on Ice 2.
Listen, let's get to
the
real.
We want to renew this guy.
People are delusional. I do not want another year of Jovic
on ice.
No, Jesus. I mean, I don't know. Maybe another coach comes in and think, like, again, we gotta get smart. We're already going to get Origi back. We don't need another guy who's just going to sit on the bench.
We're getting Origi back? Jesus
Christ. Yeah, okay. They already said.
Nobody's going to take him.
I'm curious to hear you guys on Captain America. I'm going to go with C on Captain America.
I would give him a B just on on the effort alone that I felt he was the only one at least trying to do something. In the
but
first
B
half.
B is meaning he went.
He would get an assist, but not. No. But I
did
give
he go
him a
over
C.
your expectations, or no. did he meet expectations?
No. C. That's why I'm saying C. His effort was B level, but I give him a C.
Gio, how about you, man? Captain America?
Captain America, he was all right. I'm going to give him a C, man.
See, there you go.
Okay, so the only one that saved themselves was Pulisic and Bennacer. Guys, this was not a pretty game, and it was a hard watch. Gladly, we have other teams that like to take the momentum away from us from all the different results. But any closing comments, guys? We are going to. By the way, guys, La Curva Sur.
Pioli F.
Vinny.
Get an F. Vinny. I don't know why you're doing the rotation.
Pioli F. How is Pioli F?
No. I don't know why he's saying Pioli F, but I have a big problem. So the handsomest player we've ever had in our team, Drew, number 9, he says that he's leaving and he doesn't start. Now you don't want to start him, Pioli? Why does he? It's his butt.
He's going to start in the last game. I wouldn't start him.
No. He's been starting all the time, Vinny. Why not give him his last two games?
Because for me, this game meant shit, right? Whether you win or lose, didn't mean shit in the standings. Giroud, give him his swan song at the San Siro next game. I got no problem with that. But I hear what you're saying, Giuse, because when he didn't matter, he still started. Fabio, do you agree with the Gio?
Yeah, I don't. Listen, I would just say, like, why not start Leao? I could get not starting Giroud. He's going to get the last game just so the fans can give him an ovation, and deservingly. But, well, like, you started him every other game that didn't fucking matter. Now, all of a sudden, we're going to play Jovic and you know, mix smash the team around. I don't know, man. I'm sick of this
giving
fucking
Pioli.
I'm giving F Pioli. I wish he was fired. I wish he was screaming at Forlani, throwing his coat, acting like a maniac, like a Allegri. Pioli was doing.
He's a D because the players didn't fucking show up. Because a game like this where nothing mattered and you're playing fucking Torino, you should be beating them. I don't give a shit about the formation. It's a D for me for Pioli. Gio, Pioli for you?
He's a C, Vinny. I mean, he knows he's already gone to the beach. But I wanna mention one thing. Mrs. Fanta, you cannot support Rodriguez anymore. You cannot support it. He's shitting on us. He's shitting on us, Mrs. Fanta.
That's true.
He shitted on us. He's celebrating on us. Why would you celebrate on this? Dale Hernandez is 20 times better than the player that you are. Okay.
First of all, so that's his first goal. That was his first goal for the team.
Obviously, like scoring this against us.
He's been on the team for like 4 or 5 years already. You get one goal in like 10 years, you're not celebrating. I don't give a fuck if I scored on my church team. I'm celebrating in their face. I don't give a shit. Come
is
on.
Church team? Yes, well, that's for him to just... Guys, in the end, it was what it was. We got Salernitana, which is definitely going back to Serie B next year. And
come on, Pioli. Make us lose on the final one to the 20th place team.
Stop it,
I watch
stop
him
it.
Do it.
Let's have some fun and let's take a look at around what happened in Serie A. Yes.
Oh. Hopefully Palermo they turn the tire around in Serie B.
Why do you even have to mention it?
Hopefully they turn it around. And then they could buy Shaka Traore for $10 million. We need that money.
Let's go have a look what happened in Serie A this following weekend. This segment is brought to you by CityFootball.tv. Your home for City all here in Canada and EPL. Guys, this was week 37. We have one more week. And one more week and Napoli not getting a win. 40 points, I believe, away from first place. I love it. You know why I love it, guys? Because I love for all the Napoli guys that just want.
Hold on.
Yes, Nick. We won 3-1. You know what? I can't believe that I didn't realize this mistake from Sonny. I looked at the standings. I saw 3-1. You know what?
You were the proofreader, Vinny.
Sonny is a hopeless romantic. Let him believe that we won 3-1 Torino. Okay? Leave it as is.
I like this one better.
go back to Napoli, Fiorentina. Are they gonna get a coach, guys?
Oh, Napoli.
Supposedly, they're looking into our coach at the moment. So, oh man, honestly, Napoli is just floating around. They have taken the title of the worst title defense ever. So,
yeah,
now they can shut up about that stupid thing.
We'll do it. Atalanta.
They saying they begging for Deserbi. They saying Sansone begging for Deserbi.
Okay, Deserbi. Oh my god. Atalanta taking away the much needed 3 points against Lecce. Milan winning 3-1 to Torino. Thank you, Sonny. I can't believe I didn't catch that one. Guys, it's official. After 11 years, Sassuolo is going down to Serie B. Cagliari saving themselves. I'm happy for Ranieri, but we've been talking about this for several weeks. Gio, this was needed for Sassuolo, right?
Yeah, man. You know what? Their owner, Vinny, if you look it up, he's like one of the richest men in Italy. And he doesn't put in his own money. But I just want to say something. Shout out Claudio Ranieri, man. You know what he did with Leicester. Like, he's an Italian coach that doesn't get mentioned a lot. But, I mean, come on. He's one of the greats. I don't give a F if you tell me no, he's not. He won that Premier League with Leicester City, a team that shouldn't be nowhere near. And, I want to give him his kudos, man. I want to give him his kudos.
Good for them, and Cagliari saving themselves, and a nice video of them. Fabio, if you're watching the Empoli, until the 87th, 88th minute, you wouldn't have heard anything. But you know what you heard? Boring. You know what you heard in the 90th minute? And you know what I heard in the 97th minute? That's what you heard again.
That was really bad. Rigoni out of Juve.
I couldn't believe this game.
Two penalties.
Guys, Udinese, if they weren't going to win this game, even them, it's like, it's over. But Udinese pull it off. A penalty in the late minutes to counter Empoli's 1-0 lead. This is all going to go down in week 38. Fabio, any thoughts on these games?
Honestly, I felt like I was watching this game. It felt like Empoli had a little more something during the game. Again, all of the penalties, all of the nonsense was in extra time. The first penalty happened right as they got to 90th. So they score. They have a few minutes of like celebration, but they put that there was a lot of time wasting going on. It was like 10 minutes. This was literally like in the last minute or second minute of the extra time. They end up finally looking at the penalty, going to get VAR. It took like another 10 minutes before they finally kicked it. Very exciting. I feel like Udinese should have a little more at the end. But, you know, anything could happen. This is exciting, man. At least Sassuolo's gone. That's all I care about.
Yeah, they're gone. And, you know, Lab Grill saying, can we get Berardi on the free? He's perfect for us, guys. You know what? To the guys like Lotito, to the guys like El Cairo, to the guys, to the president of Sassuolo, when he got offers for Belotti for 80 million, Milinkovic-Savic for 110, Berardi $40-50 million, and you said no, here, stick it up your asses, because you're never going to get that money ever again. And that's what the problem is in Italy. Guys, I know it would have been a big flop for Milan. I'm not sure it would have been a big flop, but 110 million that we would have offered for Milinkovic-Savic, Belotti 80 million, Berardi 40-50. Now, where are you going to go? You're going to go to Serie B? What are you going to do with a guy like Berardi? So, anyways.
No, I think he's going to Juve, and we should steal Lodiante. I think we should steal Lodiante, Vinny, and Fabio.
He's a decent player.
For five million, we'll take Lodiante off your hands. Five million.
I like
probably seven max.
Seven. You like the seven. Frosinone coming up with the big 3 points. Very, very, very needed. Beating Monza. Monza again safe. It's been a while for them. Guys. Inter getting a point officially made me lose the bet against Signor Saverio at the bar. I lost a coffee and a cookie. I lost my $5 bet that we're going to have less than 15 points difference between Juve and Inter and Milan. He wasn't there this morning, so I need to I got an extra day to pay off my debt. But how about this game, guys? Inter Juve. Like, did we even watch? I didn't want to fucking
Vinny,
watch.
This Morata league, man. Pavard doesn't even get the ball. That's a fucking straight red. And these Interistas are coming over him for making a red card play that didn't call. That's a red card. He did not get the ball. He got pure leg red, bro. I don't know.
Gio, how's this Morata league when they already won the Serie A? Stop with the
in Morata league. I'm just doing it for bands. I'm doing it for bands.
Oh, you're doing it. Okay, you're doing it. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. But that was a red card, and they didn't call. And then it is what it is. You know what, Lazio.
Lazio and Inter, give a little bit of a chance to Fabio. Look at Fabio, he's waiting. He's waiting to give his comments on this a great stalemate of Inter Lazio.
Yeah, no, this is a tutor. You could go back to Gio. I could care less. The season's over for both these two teams. Well, I guess not Lazio. They're trying to get somewhere. Who knows?
After that, we had Roma with a very important 3 points happening that yesterday at 2:45.
Lukaku,
and what did the Rossi say? I want to concentrate on our players, like basically saying Lukaku is not going to be at Roma next year. Guys, we have 1 week left. Salernitana today, guys. By the way, they lost today. Salernitana, Verona, another important 3 points today, winning 2-1. And let's take the time to talk about it, guys. You want to make fun of Juve today, losing 2-0, losing 3-0. You know where I'm going to turn it around, guys? Oh, Bologna is going to do so good in the Champions League. Oh, my God, I can't wait. Guys, Bologna ain't fucking ready for Champions League. Because if you're going to give up 3 goals to a team like Juve, and don't fucking come out and tell me that Juve is a powerhouse, because they're not. This was a sign that Bologna does not need to get rid of Thiago Motta. They need to reinforce and prove what they can do. Because once again, Vinny T likes to repeat himself. If it wasn't for Roma, Lazio, and Juve playing the way they're and excuse me, Napoli playing shit the way they've been playing, nobody would be talking about Bologna this year. Gio, am I wrong? Yes, Frank, I said they tied. That's what that's my whole fucking conversation, Frank. They tied Bologna 3-3. That's what I'm saying. You don't make fun
you
of
me. You know what? I want to mention somebody, man. Shout out, Calafiori. I don't know. I don't know how Makonda has a job after that, like letting him go for $4 million, to be honest with you. But I just want to say, I want a dog like him on the team. Did you see his girl? Like, she couldn't take his hands off him. He doing the interview. He's speaking that Italian. And then she just comes and trying to pop on him. Check the video out, man. Shout out. I need a dog. Not that bum-ass Buongiorno. Buongiorno, take your ass somewhere else. Go to Inter. I don't give a F.
This segment is brought to you by Fubo.TV. You're home for us. Yeah.
I just love California, man. I don't know. I think that's what we need. All our defenders are like, they're soft, you know. And I need a dog like him. You know what? Whatever Thiago Motta gonna do or whatever, Vinny, it is what it is. But it was a very exciting game to be at the end of the game. Juve scored like 3 goals in like.
They scored 3 goals in 8 minutes.
Yeah. Definitely. How about you, Fabio? Anything to add?
I would just say Bologna is going to be a completely different team next season. New coach, core players gone.
I don't think so. I know that they saw Salamaker saying grazie, mister, for everything that
Vinny. Yeah, talking about he's going to coach the team they played. That's what they're talking about. All right, it's more almost undoubtedly it's going to happen. So, Thiago Motta, Bologna, come on. There's going to be a different Bologna next year. And we'll see how they adapt. They're smart. They sell players, preferably, you know, 40 million.
Bologna 68, Juventus 68. You know, Atalanta, it still has that game in hand that they're going to play, guys. I believe I saw June 2nd. Correct me in the comments if I'm wrong.
June 2nd, yeah.
So you got Verona 37, Udinese 34, Empoli 33. Guys, let me hear it. Who's joining Sassuolo and Salernitana?
Empoli.
Udinese, because they're playing Frosinone.
No, I see Cannavaro pulling it off with Udinese. I'm going to go with you, Fabio.
I don't care
about
Cannavaro.
Who's Empoli?
Who's Empoli playing? Let's have a quick look. Empoli.
They're probably playing us.
Yeah, all right.
Empoli is playing
Roma. Okay. All right. My money's on Roma. Sorry. Empoli's going down.
Anyways, wait until next Monday for the recap of week 38. And
you know what, Vinny?
Yes.
It might not be Monday. I think we're going live Sunday. I don't know. Me and Fabio got to talk about it, baby. Because Monday is Memorial Day weekend if you're an American. You're a real American.
And on that note, it was brought to you by Fubo.tv, your home for all things real American. I might be going down to the States to see my cousin this weekend, so I will be here live Monday. If you guys go on Sunday, you go on Sunday. You guys let me know. You let me know. Maybe the pregame, we might be able to make it happen, but you guys let me know because it's a holiday for us today, not a holiday for us next week. But Peter...
Ciao, look, Presidente!
Chicken Karim, he's 30 points away.
I think Peter got it. I think Peter
I think Peter's got it for
City because Fantasy. Peter had like a 100-point lead last week, and now he's only down to 20?
No, he didn't have 100 points. He was in second place for like 18 weeks, and then he took
He passed him out last week, Vinny. I saw the show.
James, so he's locked in on this segment.
We'll see what happens next week, guys. You know, going from the news of this week, the Torino game, it was a Torino game. Let's talk about the thumbnail, right? Mr. X coaching. We've had the Zerbi come out from last time we spoke. I want to ask you guys, Fonseca, I want to ask you guys, you know, take your Milan hats off. I want to get your, real thoughts on what do you think is going to happen to Milan for next coaching. I think the Pioli changing it's not even a discussion anymore. I hope they give him a great farewell next week because he deserves it. I was never a Pioli hater, guys. I've repeated it several times. I think this was a sign of the cycle being over. I think it was time. But looking at all the candidates, looking at all the rumors and the articles that we've read, Fabio, who do you want? Who would you see, you know, good for this Milan?
I think since his name has become, in the last 24 hours, actually a realistic possibility. I know they're still saying that the 15 million is out there, but I think De Zerbi is the coach for Milan. Honestly, he's looking for the next step. He performed pretty well the last couple of years in the EPL with a team that's very much middle of the table, lower part of the table in England, was able to produce some good results with them. Imagine what it would be with Milan with this side. Again, he wants to be a Milan coach. I know it's one of his dreams. So for me, I think it's either him or it's Conte. Either you go with somebody who's won in Italy.
Is that your heart speaking or is that your head speaking? I want your head speaking.
I think that's my top two. And then maybe.
Is that your heart, your top two? Give me a realistic one.
I think, honestly, if that 15 million somehow does not come into play, which if they want to get rid of him, I don't know how we're on the hook for $15 million. They want to get rid of him to move on to somebody else. So fire him, let him go, and maybe, you know, they have to forfeit that $15 million if he's going to pick up somewhere else. So whatever the deal is, I don't give a shit. I think he's – listen, I've been telling the people, I don't – sorry, love your fathers and your grandfathers, but I don't need them in charge of anything right now, okay? I'm against – running for office of your fucking country, and I don't want no social security coach, all right? If you're in your 60s or whatever, I don't need them. I need young blood, baby. Young blood, all right?
Speaking of fathers, shout out to Jan. He wasn't able to do busted X-tweets because his dad is going back to Italy. He was bringing him back to the airport. He will probably be joining us next week, so shout out to Jan. Gio, not who you want. Who does your mind – what do you think is really going to happen for coaching?
I mean, I think – I don't know. Like somebody that I've been reading up on against because that's who Ibra wants is if we're going to go with Fonseca, we've seen it before, but no. I'd rather give it to Van Bommel. He won the league this year after like 65 years. So I'd rather give it to him. Fonseca or Van Bommel. I mean,
how did he win the league 65 years? I mean, what are you getting? Van Bommel. And what did it be?
The league. His team won the league. Royal Antwerp. They won the league. Their league is shit. So, I mean, I don't know. I've seen what Fonseca did, and he not really, like, convincing me, Vinny. So I really give it to Van Bommel. And, you know, you saw his farewell, Vinny. He was crying like he played for us for, like, 50 years. I know that he's going to give it his all. So if we can't get Conte a Deserbi, then I'll give it to Van Bommel instead of Fonseca to me. Mota, you know, I think Mota, it's too late from now. Like, we agreed. And then I think the management were banking on, like, you know what? Pioli's going to get this Coppa Italia title. Oh, no, he's going to get this Europa League. And then once they seen the shit show that happened with Roma, they started moving slower. So Malta already going to the year. Which is crazy because I thought Inter and Juve hate each other, but I guess they love each other.
The only thing that makes me go towards more Van Bommel guys is because Fonseca did not succeed in Italy. And that's why, like, I liked the Conceição idea. I don't understand why Lopetegui was like, oh my God, we don't want him. I never got that because he's never come to Italy. It is what it is. What the hell do I know? I think somebody had mentioned right now, like, I think we're going to get somebody that nobody's talking about. Guys, I don't think Zerbi we're going to get. I think he's going to go to Bayern Munich. Any Italians mentioned, but our current management wants a foreigner. I don't trust Scarina and his yes man because all they want is an inside guy, not a proven winner. Paulo, I respect your opinion, but no, I think Carnella wants to make money, guys. Carnella wants to make money, so...
Cardinale is telling himself. I don't know what they're talking about.
We ain't going to spend money. We ain't going to spend Conte money. I think we're looking at a coach 4 to 5 mil a year. Because I think if we go get a Conte, which I don't... If we'd have to go get a Conte or somebody at 10, 12 million, somebody's going to get sacrificed this summer. That's what I believe. Let's do some closing thoughts. Fabio, do you think they're going to announce somebody as soon as the last game ends, or do you think we're going to be waiting until the summer?
I pray to God it's immediately within the first couple of days. I don't know why this needs to be like we're going to pretend and do all this stuff to say goodbye to our agent players tomorrow, which is understandable. Drew, Kier, and whoever else. There's a lot of people that should be there last game, but we'll see. But Pioli, I think he's fired Sunday morning. They don't even wait. And then by the end of that, hopefully next week.
We're playing Sunday afternoon. He's going to get fired Sunday morning.
We're playing Saturday afternoon. Thank you very much.
Saturday, excuse me.
That's why I said Sunday morning. You'll be fired right before he gets to church. They'll lay him off. And then hopefully by the end of next week, we get announced. I don't want to wait weeks to find the coach. Are we joking here? Come on. The new coach has work to do. Get his ass in here. Let's get this shit going because July's going to be here before you know it. Hopefully none of Milan's players go out on international break. I'm back on that bullshit until the USA
play. I want you to answer me this. Both of yous. Without your hearts, you have the choice between Fonseca and Allegri. Tell me the truth, Gio. Who are you taking?
I'm going Mr. Gangster himself, Allegri. I know what he's going to do on the pitch. He's going to start doing.
Yeah, that's true. He's going to start. He's going to start doing
okay,
the
okay, rich okay, plan. Okay, okay, okay. Let me rephrase this. Let's finish off with this. Which coach, realistically, would you take over Allegri? Realistically, so I'm not talking about Conte because we're not going to pay that shit, right? We're not going to get Klopp. We're not going to get Conte. Which coach out of all these, Fonseca, Conceição, De Zerbi, what are all these coaches would you take over Allegri?
I mean, there's a lot of them. Allegri, you told us Fonseca
Fonseca?
Fonseca. Or fucking, or Allegri. And I'm sorry, but Allegri, all right, he does a lot of shit that I see Ric Flair do. He starts getting excited, starts pulling off his clothes, throwing it, going crazy. I wouldn't be surprised if Allegri gets down to his underwear on the touchline.
Take out De Zerbi and Conte. Out of all the names you heard, which one of them you would
I like
take
the Porto
over Allegri?
Conceição, whatever his name is.
What do you know about Conceição? What do you know?
I know that Porto's pretty decent, and they've been tough in Europe. So you know what? I don't know. There's a lot of fucking. I don't know what. You know what? I don't need to know. I need to know that Forlani and Moncada and whoever the fuck else they have up there has a head on their fucking shoulders and have an idea of what they want to do with our project. All right. Somebody who's going to be a leader of men and a winner. I want somebody that doesn't just want to win. They fucking bleed it, baby, all right? None of this pussy shit. We need trophies. We need winners. Stop all giving right, us subpar right. garbage.
Allegri, here he come. We're going to pay him. We're going to pay him. But, Gio, how about you, man? Out of all the suspected names, who would you pick, honestly, over Allegri in quality-wise?
Somebody that wants to come to us, too. I know he's over the age that Fabio doesn't like. Mr. Chain Smoker himself, Sarri.
You know what? I like Sarri. He's a winner. He's a winner.
He hasn't been spoken about. He's got a point, Gio. I would take Sarri over Allegri.
I don't trust foreigners in Italy, all right? Only two have won in 25 years. I don't trust them. I need an Italian through and through. Let's fucking go. Go get Yusef. He's the golden child.
All right. How's Stevie P doing? I actually went over to see him today. Stevie P, crazy busy with his studying. He's doing he's the president of the local soccer show, but he did promise he's going to be back for the new season. Guys, thank you to Coast for filling in for CVP. It's not because the season will be over next week that we're not going to be on, because leave it to Milan to give us content every single week. We have the Euros. We have so much shit to talk about. Thank you again to Patreon, because the bill is coming in. StreamYard is fucking expensive. You goddamn American dollar. It's killing us here in Canada, but thank you to all Patreon members. We really appreciate it helping us pay for all these expenses. Fabio, are we going to see you guys on Sunday? Are we going to see you guys on Monday? What's going on?
You know what? We're not sure. Me and Gio are we don't know where we're going to be. But we just like to tell you, this is why. If you haven't already, hit that godforsaken button, Vinny, all right? Mm-hmm. You need to know. You need all to right. know. Me and Gio, we're like Diddy. We could pop up anywhere. And the only way to know is make sure you subscribe. You hit that notification bell. So anytime we go in live or we drop in a new video, you will get alerted. Smash the like button. Leave us a comment. Follow us on Patreon, because Patreon is where you get a chance. And me and Gio, we ain't done, all right? We don't take summers off, all right? It gets hotter over here, and we start burning up, baby. The Mercato's going to be going. We got Copa America. We got fucking Euros. We got it all. You're not going to get rid of us, Vinny. There's no way, all right? We're taking over.
I can't wait until I join Coast to Coast, and I could pretend I know what I'm talking about in Copa America. And we're gonna
you're
talk
not going
about...
to be rooting on the Canadians? Come on, man.
On the Canadian. Okay, well, I'm going to go in with my... Look, I am wearing a Hitman t-shirt. Forza Canada. Gio, any closing words? What say you? Let's wrap the show up.
Want to say thank you. Oh, let me say, because you know what, Fabio, that audio that you played last week, man, was basura, bro. You shouldn't even have played it because I sounded all crazy. But I just want to say something. You know what, like, Giroud.
How does he come with, like, by the way, last week when you played my audio, it was.
No, I just want
to. Which I told you to do.
bro, like I just want to say people think that I hated on Giroud and not, but at the end of the day, it sucks that he's not going out with the trophy class act. And let's be honest, man, like I think with Giroud, what he did wrong is he went to Arsenal first. And ever since that he left Arsenal, he's won Champions League, he won Europa Leagues, he's won World Cup, he's won Scudetto. No, I'm talking the truth, Vinny. I'm talking real
what are you
shit.
With me? He's talking.
No, but I just want to say, Giroud, whether, I thought I hated on the guy or not, but I just want to say thank you to him and thank you for breaking the curse of the number nine. And hopefully we get somebody like Giroud. Like, oh my God. That's why I
get
want
these Scamacca. Guys a room.
No. Hey, I want to. But Giroud, I just want to say thank you for everything. I appreciate you. I can't support you now because you went to the enemy out here in LA. But also the Viking, Mr. Viking, I want to appreciate you.
By the way,
you
know,
and that's Scudetto wrong.
Yeah. Why aren't you doing this next show? Why are you doing this?
Because if you go on Monday, I'm not going to come on Monday.
No, you're going to go on Sunday. Jesus Christ, man. He's the one that mentioned Sunday. Now he's talking about, I'm not going to be able to go on.
Listen, but, I want to say one more thing before Gio goes off on another rant.
Yes, please.
Legends, 33rd and 5th Avenue. Go check out the bar, the Football Factory, the New York City Club will be there. I got to big up my club. Come on.
All right, guys. I'm not sure about the pregame shot again. I might be going to Connecticut to see my cousin this weekend. If not, you will get notification through Patreon. Gio and Fabio might be going on Sunday where Gio is going to talk about
you,
the Giro again.
If you want therapy, come find us on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or Saturday. Whatever day it is, the only way to know is make sure you subscribe, baby.
On that note, gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Thank you for the entertainment. Ovunque e sempre.
Forza Milan!